All right. Today, I have a really important key of the kingdom, guys, that I want to teach you. This is one of my foundational keys that where my ministry started from. And today's sermon, I called Law or Covenant. Do you guys, you know, sometimes we just follow somebody and somebody else's version of God, their revelations, their understanding of the Bible. But do you know God wants to make covenant with you? Do you guys know that our God is the God of covenants? See, did you ever notice why a lot of people whining and always have a need and seems like God's ignoring them? Did you ever wonder this? Why? Why God mostly ignores the need? It's like, God, I need it. Everybody needs it. But why God does not respond or respond really rarely? Why? What is going on? And at the way younger, at night, when I was like, I don't know, 19, 18, God opened up to me. I said, God, what do you love? What do you want me to do? I dismissed all of the religion. I said, I want to learn you from you. I want to know you from you. Please teach me about you. Explain to me your word. I'm tired of learning of somebody else's copy and paste revelation about Jesus. I want my revelation. Please teach me. And first thing God told me, I want to teach you about covenants. Do you know, guys, that our God, a lot of people, and the spirit of this world, it's going to hide this truth from you. But as soon as you understand how kingdom of God operates, you will have your breakthrough. You will have no idea, but this is going to blow your mind, guys. Our God is God of covenant. Do you notice how our Bible splits into two covenants? Did you notice that? Please understand me. We're reading about this. All of the prophets and kings and all of the like generals in the Bible, they all walked in covenant with God. Everything flowed out of them. It's flowed out of covenant. Please understand, not of our out of the anointing. No, God anoints the covenant. He anoints people. Let's see. Okay, one example. Did you notice how in your own life, did you whine and you have need and you have wants and never something's not going the way you want it to go? And all of a sudden, something bad starting to happen and you yell something like this, God, if you help me and save me, I will give you my life. Bam, God answers. Hello, did you guys notice that? Why God responds to covenant? Do you know that language of God is covenant? another example, guys. Hannah, remember Hannah in the Bible? Like barren woman, year after year, coming to all this celebration and coming with her husband and whining God, and she's barren, no kids, nothing. The other one has kids for days, all the new babies popping, and she's like, what's going on? It says like for many years. Can you guys imagine it? For many years, barren woman begging God for a son, begging at least one. And then one day, she makes covenant. Do you guys get what I mean? One day she said like, forget about whining. I'm gonna do this. God, if you give me the son, I will give him back to you. Bam, next year she's pregnant. Are you quiet because you're not sleeping enough, or are you quiet because you're listening? Guys, I don't get it. Are you good? You're here? Do you guys listen, right? You got it? Okay. Okay, I thought it's my English maybe. Do you guys get it? Do you know if you say like, what is covenant? Oh, we're gonna learn something today, guys. Soon as God showed me basically when he wants give you something supernatural, he wants to make a covenant with you. But do you know how he makes covenant? He makes you barren in some areas. Basically, you have a trouble or problem or need And it's just for years, it's just going on. There is like empty spot. It's a hole in your life. And you say like, what is going on, Jesus? Everything been covered by you. What is going on? Why you do not answer this one? Because this one is prepared for God, is allowed by God. So you can make covenant on this thing. Do you guys understand what I mean? Because he wants to give you not just a kid, he wants to give you kids. And then Hannah later on, she's got pregnant, she gave a son and she surrendered him to the priest, basically give him up. And then later on, Bible says she got many kids, many sons and daughters. Do you guys understand that? But when God wants to see, when you recognize the hole and need and area in like the area in lack, and you said like, oh, this is a curse, this is a problem. No, guys, it's allowed by God so he can give you your supernatural miracle. But the Christianity responds absolutely wrong. It's like, oh, Jesus, please give me. Oh, give me, give me. Oh, you don't love me. God does not respond to whining. Guys, God never responds to whining. But he always responds to the covenant. All you have to do is just like, God, don't even whine. Just say what he's going to tell you. Oh, guys, please understand. Whatever you see here going on, whatever I am and the areas, like supernatural areas in my life, like revelations and teachings and what I do, it's all been born out of the covenant with God. Guys, all of this is not reading the Greek. It's not reading many translations of the Bible. Guys, this is supernatural flow from the covenant with God. So if you have the area in your life that is lacking and needing and begging for the miracle, and God is not answering to you for years, this is the ground, this is the soil that God wants to give you, not just a kid, supernatural miracle. He wants to give you something that... But that's how he creates it. He gives you the need for it. And it just grows inside of you and grows inside of you. I don't know what to do. And God says, when you do this covenant, that child will be mine. Child, I mean, guys, please, it's quote unquote. It's whatever you think you need, whatever you think you're lacking in your life. Is it you lacking in finances? Your financial situation in ruin? I guarantee you, you need the covenant in that area. Understand, 10% giving out to God, it's not the law. It's the covenant. It's like, God, remember Jacob? He's like, God, it's not, he made the covenant with him. Basically, he's running away from his brother. He just been, you know, exposed that he lied and he took the, you know, blessing of his brother Esau, and he's running away and he's like encountering God. Remember Bethel encounter? And he's encountering God and he's making covenant. If you bless your servant, everything I owe, 10%, I will give it to you. Guys, you don't have to give 10%. You can give 20. You give 30. Guys, it's covenant. It's not, some people say like, oh, if you don't give, you're accursed. Stop. If you don't give, you're not blessed. There is a difference. That means this area always will bleed the money because nobody covers this area. You see my point? But soon as you surrender that area to God, God watching over that. Do you guys get this? See, everything you want to protect, you make covenant. You want to save your kids? Make sure you gave them to Jesus. Make sure that you are making covenant. God, I give my son, my daughter, whatever, I give it to you. No matter what happened, they are your property. That's how you save your kids. You don't just teach them good manners. You just you give them to Jesus. Do you understand, guys, the basic truth, what I'm talking about? See, our Heavenly Father is the God of the covenants. Covenants are written throughout the entire Word of God. The law, what is the law? See, first covenant, it was based on law. You owe me. Because in first covenant, people were slaves. But second covenant, people are kids. Do you see the difference? First covenant based on law and fear, and you owe God. You have to do this because God is holy. Second covenant, get rid of the first, and it's based on love, friendship, and family. But now, stop begging. You don't get what I mean. All our life, all the Christians I see, they just beg. Guys, slaves beg. Do you know why God's not hearing you? Because he doesn't hear slaves. He only hears sons. He only hears sons and daughters. But sons and daughters don't beg. My son never begged for anything. His needs are met at this point, all of it. Not his wants. That's a difference. Because he wants a lot. But my covenant with my son as the father, he absolutely covered and everything he needs. Remember, David says, I will never need. As a tree, I will never have any need, any lack. It, David didn't say in that psalm, I will never, all my wants are covered. You see, that is, God's not responding to your wants. You can want whatever you want. He's covering your needs. That is a big difference, guys. That means everything I need, it's covered. But everything, if there is a need and it's not covered, that means this area never been given to God and never make the covenant with God. So basically this area, God wants for you to give it to him because he wants in that area give you supernatural answer. Not just to cover it and just pay for it and enjoy. No, I make you so miserable, you have to give this to me. I make you so barren, you will give this baby to me. Do you guys get it? Please understand my thought. Okay, covenant, real covenant is driven by love. Is we give to each other. Covenant is not I don't owe nobody and I don't beg for anything. That means I do covenant with God and I said, my life is absolutely yours. But in return, remember what Jesus says, all of mine is yours. And remember what he said again? All of yours is mine. See guys, that's the thing. When God tells you to give all, you said like, oh, all. Guys, you don't understand what kind of exchange rate you got. You got your own, your all, and you're receiving his all. Do you know there is a difference between your all and his all? Yeah, it's a little bit different, right? Guys, please get this. When God wants to give you something, he wants to make sure that you are in covenant with him. Do you know why devil always make covenant with those superstars? You know what I mean? Do you guys know that this has been stolen from heaven? Whatever he does with that, you sell me your soul and I will give you success no matter what. Like success in sports, success in like Hollywood, you know what I mean? And a lot of stars, you know, superstars, you know, Hollywood stars, they come out like, they say like, yeah, I sold my soul to the devil. They like openly say it. But do you know what it is? It's the covenant. Even devil not gonna give you anything without a covenant. Do you understand me? Even the Satan says like, ah, you are flaky, go. You know, you're playing with me. See, even Satan's not gonna play with people that not committed. He's like, yeah, you go play over there. If you want something serious, you need to sell me your soul. That's serious, that's scary. But do you know, he stole this from the kingdom. Basically, God will give you all, make sure you belong to him. Do you know that our culture, like Christian culture, they want all of it from God, but they don't want to give nothing. Or just a little bit. I'll pray a little bit and you have to bless me. Why? Why? Oh, because I want it. Kingdom not driven by wants. Kingdom not driven by beggars. Kingdom driven by sons and daughters. I know you're getting this. The whole Bible, guys, it's covenant, covenant, covenant. My ministry, whatever I do, how successful it is over here or overseas, guys, it's covenant. one day, you know, I recognized the big need in my life. I encountered the spirit of religion. You know, guys, how I hate religion. Oh, you know it. And I really hate that spirit. Not people, spirit behind the people. And I said, God, what can I do? What should I do? And God says, surrender. Absolutely. But do you know, I said one thing. I said, God, I want your wisdom. And he said, do you know that till the end of your days, you're going to be the idiot in the eyes of the people? Do you hear me? Because God's wisdom, it's insanity in the eyes of this world. See, if do you know how Christian wants? Christian wants, like, I'm wise and all of the world bow down to me and recognize my wisdom. And world, like, turn around and say, like, this guy is stupid. See you later. And this is the wisdom of God. And again, God turned around and said, like, wisdom of this world is foolishness for God. They're a bunch of fools, guys. But see, we want wisdom, but we don't want to pay the price of the foolishness. Do you get this, guys? Do you want me to be wise in the eyes of God? You will be stupid in the eyes of people. I'm sorry. Just bam. Straightforward. You're going to be the idiot. They say, like, whoa, this guy is something else. And that's why you're going to be called heretic. That's why you're going to be, oh, it's a devil. It's Satan's work. Whatever you're going to move in spiritual stuff, you will all be, because world will never will accept you. Never. You're going to be unacceptable. You want to fit in the kingdom of God? Get ready. You will never fit in this world. So, and the Christians, they want both ways. You know what I mean? They were like, oh, I want this and I want this and I want to be recognized. No, pick and choose one. Either you're a fool in the eyes of God and really wise in the eyes of this world, or vice versa. All right? Okay. So, soon as you recognize the need in your life, like, I recognize, God, I want to do this, and I feel like the spirit of this world, spirit of religion, destroying lives, what can I do? And as soon as I went through my stages, if you've seen my story, I shared a little bit about my sacrifices and whatever I did. And supernatural, God says, now watch what's going to happen. And a supernatural wisdom came. And stuff, I'm just talking here and people sitting free. They're watching, just getting set free. Guys, it's supernatural. You cannot learn this. It's covenant. See, the devil stole this idea from the kingdom. If you totally belong to God, God can totally move through you. He can build. But make sure it's covenant with God. You're not going to get a piece of this pie. I guarantee you that. As soon as you think you're big and cool and wise, slap. Slap again. And you're like, oh, Jesus, nobody loves me. She's like, I love you. Slap. Oh, Jesus, as soon as your head just gets a little bigger, slap. See, God knows how to ground you. Like, boop, make sure, sit down. Oh, I love it. It's his covenant protecting you from growing big head, which gonna disbalance your life. Covenant's not only made by God, covenant's made by man with God. Do you know that David was like a man of covenants? Like, anything, his life, God, like, you know, like, he's got problems in his life. He always yell, remember my covenant with you. Do you guys notice the Psalms? Soon as something like, oh man, he's like, time to call on a favor. Jesus, I gave you all. And you read it in his Psalms. He's just writing, remember your servant. And bam, God remembers him. Guys, but do you have anything to lean on? or you're just walking through this life, making stuff happen, or just like waiting for stuff to happen to you. No, you make happen stuff by make sure you are in covenant with God. How to recognize area of the covenant, area of lack and need, area of barrenness. You have no children, quote unquote. You have something that you want, you're driven, you need to produce. And this is the area that God, basically God built, so something supernatural born out of this. That's why everybody popping right and left, everybody has kids. But those kids, they're just kids. Your kid is gonna be different. Do you guys get this? Because that kid, quote unquote, not the kid, your miracle, it's supernatural. It's upon that kid, it's covenant. See, that's what I said, God, what do you want to do? But you have to surrender. See, the thing you most, you want the most, that's the thing you have to give up. Remember Abraham? Remember his kid? His covenant with God? And he's like, this is the covenant kid. I have to kill him now? What do you mean? Like, what's going on? And God says, you love him a little more than, I'm worrying right now about you. Can we check your heart, Abraham? What do you mean, Jesus? And go over there and kill your dream. Oh, what do you mean? Guys, this is God. If you're in covenant and you play too much with your toys, God will test you again. If you love too much, you cannot love promise more than one that gave you the promise. See, you will be checked by God. As soon as your promise starts getting bigger than God, God will test you, like Abraham. Go and kill it. Okay. And he went, and in his heart and mind, you know this, guys, he killed his son. Only angel stopped that blade from entering his heart. Because in his mind, he said, like, it's done. My God is more important to me than anything. And the Bible says, like, he believed God that he's gonna raise him from the dead. Ah, see, that's how he became the father of faith. Ah. Guys, if you see something supernatural in the Bible, it's always covenant. If you want to see, that's why we see natural church, because nobody wants build supernatural covenants. People just want to leave, just blessed a little, just don't get in the debt, you know, like nice car, nice house, couple of kids. God says, but do you want something else? Yes, but you know, Jesus, I'm fine. But there's some of you that really want something supernatural. There's some of you that not going to be satisfied with just a regular life, just like me. I don't care about anything. I want to see the move of God. I want to see the fire of God, the passion of God. I want to see souls saved, lives transformed. I want to see move of God. I don't care how much it costs. It doesn't matter. I want to see him move. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. I remember when the Father revealed this to me, I was a teenager. And I'm like, whoa, why nobody teaches on this? Why nobody explaining this? And God told me, nobody asking me for this. People just walk. If you take, do you know Catherine Kuhlman? Catherine Kuhlman? One of the biggest evangelist and miracle workers of 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, I think 70s for sure. And guys, she always say, all of this, it's covenant with him. Guys, if you see something really supernatural, it's always born, not about whining and praying, it's born out of the covenant. She has to, and if you know her story, she has to completely surrender her husband, family, house, ministry, everything, gave everything to God. And then bam, she waved to people 100 meters and people fall. Stuff happens. Guys, it's, guarantee you, if you want anything supernatural in your life, it's going to be covenant in the middle of it. God's not just give stuff. It's always covenant. Covenant, it's agreement between two people. who of their own free will have decided and promised to observe it and fulfill it. Old covenant driven by law, new covenant driven by love. If you break the law, you are punished. But if you break covenant, you just, you're left alone. Please understand what I mean. Do you remember the second son, the prodigal son? That he took whatever father can give him, his part of inheritance. And he's like, see you later. And he went out. He never stopped being a son. He lost protection and blessing. Do you get what I mean? See, God and Father, he never punishes him. See, when you are a slave, you're punished. When you're a son, God just stepped away. Not just God stepped away, you step away from his house. See, when you break the covenant, I want you to see this. If you break the covenant, you are still son, but God cannot reach you without covenant. You have to be back in his property, in the kingdom. Ooh, that's bigger than some of you think. Let's go deeper. See, when he took his inheritance, step away, and then he messed up. Remember, and he was like with the pigs and nobody gave him nothing. And he remembered, even slaves have more food than me, but he's the son. And he's like, I'm gonna come back and beg my father for forgiveness. And I'm gonna become one of the slaves. Remember that story? Yeah. And he's like, okay, I'm going. Guys, there's a depth to it. When he comes back, father recognized that son is coming back. He's automatically put him back in covenant. Guys, do you remember he said like, I don't deserve your love. Do you ever think about why father never responded for he never forgave him. He said like, forgive me, but there is blank. Because father never angry with you. There is nothing to forgive because you didn't break anything. You just stepped away from his blessing and grace. Soon as you turn around, and it's not only your clothes and your shoes and everything God restores, he give you, now you have experience, you have depth, you have wisdom. He give you ring of power. Now your son that can rule and reign with him. Everything belongs to father, it belongs to you now. Please understand, but we always, Christianity looks like beggars, like always. Oh, forgive me. Oh, please, God, come. Oh, I don't know what I did. Please don't kill me. You know, like you always like, what's going on? People live in new covenant, but they have an old covenant mind. They look like slaves. Why you are a slave? Why are you thinking like that? He is your father. Do you get this? My son, if he's going to mess up, he's not going to beg. He's like, sorry, pops. And I'm like, okay. And I have to buy something new again. He broke something. But see, this is covenant. It's like, it is nothing to forgive. This is just, you did something, I'll fix it. It's covenant. It's covered by love, covered by covenant. But slaves always, he breaks something, he's ready to die. He did something wrong, he's going to hell. You notice it? That's a Christianity today. It's a joke. Like, why are you so afraid? He saved you. You are his. Please behave like a son. Please don't beg. Make covenant with him. It's like my son, hey, pop, if you do this, I'll do this for you. Okay, let's do it. You know what I mean? It's like, even I like covenants. I'm not just gonna give. I want something in return. You know what I mean? It's father and son thing. It's like, okay, you want, all right. Okay, can you do this, please? Hey, go and blah, 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 blah. See, he's not behaving like a slave. We interact on the same level. It's a sonship. It's same house. It's the same family. I never saw him beg for anything. Never. Father sees needs and he covers the needs. But once, that's the other sermon is. Because sometimes sons, they want too much, you know what I mean? They're like, I want it. Oh, you want it, go get it. Go get it, Tiger. See, if you break the law, you are punished. But if you break the covenant, you're just abandoned, like the prodigal son. Soon as you decided to come back, he restores you into covenant. Oh, guys, yeah, I want you to get this. So you, guys, when God explained this to me, my prayer life changed forever. Never beg. I never look for the counsel of people. I never ask questions. People, guys, I always go to the Father. Just go to the learn. There is nothing I can give you. All I can do is point to God. And when He give you the answer, guys, this is the answer you want. I can speculate like, oh, that's probably what you need. No, I don't know what you need. Only Jesus knows what you need. But please make sure you have that relationship. Make sure you have that connection with the Father. Make sure you are in covenant with Him. That's what's gonna make your life powerful and strong and blessed. It's a huge difference because the law is for slaves and orphans, but the covenant for children. That's why Old Testament, God behaved like a, like, you know, like a authority, and He always like, but even Old Covenant, all the, you know, different people, different nations cannot even join. It's only for Jews, only for Israel, only for a certain amount of people that God chose. But see, New Covenant, He said like, are you love me? You can come to me. Anybody. There is, He leveled the playing field and He said like, anybody who wants to be close, you can come to me right now. He ripped that thing and just like, please, you covered by the blood. And it's, you set the rules. You decide how close you want to be to God. That is never decided by God, guys. It's all decided by you. You are as close to God as you want it right now. If you want more, you can always come closer. But there is always a price and a next covenant. You see my point? But sometimes people just like, oh, I'm okay over here. I'm satisfied. But some of you not satisfied. You want to get more and deeper and closer. But it always costs us. Because you cannot come into the presence of holy and remain the same. That's why people say, that's why I say, come as you are. But Spirit of God not allow you to remain as you are. Do you guys see what I mean? See, this new teachings right now, or you can be in church and do whatever, God forgive you. Yes, you can come as you are, drunkard, drug addict, porn addict, I don't care. But in the presence, you cannot remain as you are and who you are. You will be transformed. If you're not transformed, that means you're not close to God or whatever this church is. This is not even a church. It's a club, you know, like feel good thing, feel good club. Bible study club, whatever, I don't know how you call it. If at the church, it will transform you. And you get, that's why a lot of people, they really hesitant to join the church on fire because they have to change. They like peek inside, you know, I don't feel good in here. Of course, we stir your demons. Like the devil, he like smelled this place like, you know what, maybe sometime, see ya, woo. I see some guys coming fish for girls. They like, shoo. And he's like, soon as he reeled one in, she's praying in tongues and worshiping Jesus. Let go. Next one. She. And she's like, ah, I don't think she's gonna want to jump into bed with me. She's next one. This is not the place to fish that fish. I can point you the right place where you can fish that fish. They even look like they want to be fished. They dress like they want to be fished. They look like fish. Okay, that's another topic. Well, maybe we'll talk about next time. But I see our guys. I see our kids. They don't look like fish. They look like they start fishing. The fisherman comes and you become a fisherman. Hey, come here. Do you know Jesus? And he's in his Honda twin turbo. Wang, wang, wang. You're like, I don't care about your car. Do you know Jesus? Oh. Mm. There's too much presence over here to remain the same. You will change or get lost. You know what I mean? This is the only two choices for you. If you remain here, you will change or you go away. And that's how I love it. Not a lot of people, but everybody lost their marbles for Jesus. I'm serious. I love it. I feel at home right here. I can yell, scream, roll around, and you will join me. I know. It's awesome. See, whole Bible is just nothing but covenants. I can read all of them. I'm not gonna even open the Bible. This is so much from Genesis to Revelation. Everything God does, something major, not just to feel good and live good, everything major, every major ministry have covenant inside of it. Have someone who have covenant with God. Anything supernatural, something out of this world, something that you cannot learn, it's always given by God through the covenant. And that's how I want it. I don't want to learn. I want to get. But in order to get, you have to give. You can't just get. That means in order for my son to receive what father have, first of all, he has to be my son. You see my point? He has to be my son. He has to have my last name. You get this? So nobody can come to me and ask or whatever, because I know you, you're cool, but you're not my son. You know what I mean? I love you. And there is a limit how much I can give you. But when you're son, there is no limit, because it's covered by the covenant of the Father. Please get this. Are you close to God? So he will cover. Or you just beg. Stop begging. Guys, this is the sermon. This is the sermon that teach you stop begging, stop whining, because God does not listen to it. If God responds to crying and begging, Africa probably will be fed, and probably the most whiners is in that continent. You laughing? I'm telling you. Oh God, help us! Millions of people, zero. Why, Jesus? Why didn't you touch them, guys? Because he sees covenant. But as soon as he finds somebody who make the covenant, that land will be transformed. That city will be transformed. The family is going to be transformed, because God responds to covenants. Please get this. Not whining, not asking, not praying, not believing. You can believe all you want. Some of you believe for 15 years, you got zero results. But as soon as you yell, God, I cannot live like this. I give this to you. Bam, the heaven responds, and you got your miracle. Guys, please get this. This is the key. This is the secret key of the kingdom. How to get the heaven moving on earth. This is become in covenant with God. Whatever area you are, it's probably that area waiting for your covenant with God to get blessed and explode. Whatever that need, recognize the area of the need and lack and a problem that does not resolve for years. That's probably, this is the area that God begging you, asking you to give it to him. And he's like, God, why don't you fix everything and just like move on? If he fixes everything in your life, you will not need God. See, the heart of human, heart of a man is such a, it's a broken part in our lives. So whatever, like as soon as you said, you don't need God no more. See, and that's why, did you ever ask God why 99% of your life been conquered by Jesus, but there is 1% you're always fighting and fighting and fighting, and you're like, what's going on, Jesus? Oh, I know you keep quiet, yeah, but I know what you're going through. Oh, come on, guys, say amen. I know what I'm talking about. I'm that first year pastor. I know exactly what I was talking about. So that means that 1%, you're just fighting. But do you know that 1% not been designed so you can conquer it? It's been designed to submit in God's presence. Please understand me. God allowed something to remain, so that thing always bring you back into his glory and covering. That means nothing that battles inside of me will conquer me in the presence of someone who is more powerful than me and everything I have. See, if you go to the... I grew up without older brother. It means I have to always fight, always protect my brothers, brother and sisters. And I always like dream, God, if I have an older brother, he will protect me. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's like he's older, like few years older and everything. And then I see one older brother, younger brother. And I see one younger brother has like some kind of commotion with the guy same age as him. But as soon as that guy tried to hit him, he's like, hop, he comes to his older brother. He's like, he's touching me. And the older brother like, what? And that guy, okay, sorry, no problem here. He's here. See, guys, this is the same way. And God explained this so, it's so powerful, guys. See, when somebody picking on you, he will never pick on you when you're in the presence of Jesus. If you get what I'm talking about. Guys, you're battling something, but can only be conquered in the presence of God. Are you in the presence of God? Yeah. If you get what I'm talking about, guys, you will. This is the depth. This is the depth right here. And I understand, God, I don't need to conquer this. All I need to just step into your glory and that thing no longer follows me. It cannot fight me because someone more powerful than me hugging me, protecting me. But it's an alarm system. Soon as you get out from the glory, here you go, come here, slap. And you're like, what's going on, Jesus? Jesus, this is my alarm. You're departing from me. Come here. You're leaving my bubble, glory bubble. Come here. And as soon as you step, sorry, Jesus, it was a mistake. As soon as you get into the bubble, glory bubble, and you're protected again. You're like, oh, this is so good here. Be here for the rest of your life. Oh, that means so. No play, no, be here. Or if you don't play, step out. We'll see what's gonna happen. You guys get this? In order to conquer something that conquers you or fighting you, you have to be in the presence of your older brother, Jesus. And he protects you and he's like, who's touching you? This, get out. And you're like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus always says, sit here. Don't go anywhere. Just sit here. You will be protected for the rest of your life. Why are you wandering all the time? Why are you fighting this? And as soon as I understand there is certain things God conquers in you. Remember you go through encounter and like 99%, yes, Jesus. But that one thing like, and you're like, ow, what is this? Jesus says, this is for me to take care of. Come here. Can I do it? No, you cannot do it. If you can do it, you're gonna leave me. I miss you, so come here. Yeah, ooh. Be in his presence and glory and you will walk a victorious life. You see my point? In his presence, you will always be victorious. You will always win. You will always be more powerful than anything comes against you because you are covered by the glory of Jesus and blood of Jesus. But as soon as you step out, be careful. Wow. God make covenants with everybody, guys. I mean, it's so interesting. Huh? Covenant with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Covenant with Israeli people, right? Anna. Covenant with David was like a man of covenants. It was Jacob. I like Jacob, you know, because he's not... People said like, oh, it's the law to give to God 10%. Like I said, no. It was the covenant of one guy. That he's like out of his own free will. He said like, if you bless me, I will give. Guys, trust me, soon as me and my wife was like, we was fighting, you know, like, always not enough money, always, you know, I want to serve Jesus and I don't want to think about paying my bills. You know what I mean? I want this thing to be taken care of. And God says, please surrender this area to me. Make covenant with me. Whatever you think, God will tell you. Soon as you make covenant in any area, it's become protected. You see my point? It becomes, because out of that covenant, financial covenant, I give this portion to the kingdom of God, to his work. And everything, all that 90%, let's say, right? They got blessed and covered and protected. Now, enemy cannot just come and take. They always have to go through God and ask his permissions. Because it always, whatever is in covenant, it protects by God. So that's why our kids, we need to surrender them to Jesus. That's why our kids, you can't just teach them the nice things, teach them about God. No, you say like you belong to God. I'm sorry you got born in this family. Sorry for you. That is not, you're not gonna get away anyway because I'm your parent and I say you will be saved. Whatever they wanna do, trust me, it's not gonna work because you make covenant about them with God. Amen. They tried to get away. They tried to do all this stupid stuff. He remembers. He cannot get away because his papa prayed for him. He's like, no, you're not getting anywhere. You will serve God. No, I won't. You will. Playing this stupid game, smacking the computer. I said, like, hold on, hold on. Let him smack that stupid computer. I don't care. You will do God's work. And now look at him working for Jesus. See, guys, when you get kids, if some of you have, some of you will have, please give them to God. This is the best thing you can do for you, for yourself and for your kids. Just give them to God. And like, sorry, you're no longer your own. I decide this. No, I decide this because you came out of me, boy. Whatever you decide, I overrule because I am the above you. All right. You will serve Jesus. Some of you go through some pains, but then at the end you will. A lot of kids, a lot of God's kids don't understand that that the covenant is not the law. Understand that the law obligates and punishes, but the covenant protects and blesses you. See, this is so different. Under law, you always, that's why religion, they don't know God, because they try to operate by law. God no longer in the law. He is in covenant of love. And that's why they try to please him. Do you notice how religion operates? They try to please God. Oh, we're gonna send this food container to Africa. Good for you. You're gonna send these shoes to people over there. Good for you. But God's not responding to this because you're not supposed to work for God. God's supposed to work through you. See, that's the difference. There is two types of people that work for Jesus, try to please Jesus, that it is an old covenant driven by fear and law. You have to do it or God will be displeased with you and send you to hell. And you're like, oh, Jesus, okay, another container, Jesus. I'll send it with the rice this time. Rice and beans and all of it. Oh, yes, Jesus. We're going to feed the people. Okay, they ate, they want more. Because they don't want to do nothing. They just sit there, scratch their belly. All right. But soon as you say, God, whatever mine is yours, but whatever is yours is mine. Whatever you send me, please move through me. And kingdom starts flowing through you. It's absolutely different. It's no longer me, guys. I don't predict this. I don't do this. That means whatever God decides, but I'm always his. I'm submitted to him. I'm no longer mine. I'm no longer my own. You remember a song of the Misty Andrews? Our God is a God of covenant. If you understand this, and I always like, God, why you always respond to covenant? And I remember one, like, I was spin out on a dark street way long, long time ago. And I spin out, it's before I met Jesus. And it was dark my friend's car already starts spinning and people flying out of it. It was a horrible accident, guys. And I'm sitting in the car behind them, see everything that happens. People flying, it's like everything in slow motion. And I'm sitting here, like my girlfriend here, not my wife. Mm-hmm. It was a different time back then. I'm driving in the car at night. I'm spinning in my car and I'm in my mind, I said, God, if I live through this, my life is yours. Bam, I live through this. And Jesus said, your life is mine, boy. Woo. And I meant it, guys. I meant it. And it was like a fifth major thing happened in my life. And I told God, my life is yours. And the next Sunday, I was at the Pentecostal church repenting. No, I'm serious. Because when I yelled at it, I meant it, guys. I didn't know God close back then. I was, I don't know, 17, just it was 91. I was just landed in the United States, like met all this, you know, funky people. I'm not gonna get into details and all of this stuff. But God allowed this to happen so he can see me yell out that. If I live through this, Jesus, my life is yours. Bam, supernaturally, I stop spinning and I go in straight. And of course, I had to call ambulance, and those guys in the other car was like horrible guys. They need months of rehabilitation, broken bones. Nobody, everybody was a little drunk in the car. Nobody have seat belts. It's like, it was bad scene. People all over the road. Wow. Yeah, that was scared me. See, and I always like, God, why are you responding to emergency situations like this? Because in that situations, you're not begging, you're making covenants. Guys, did you notice that? In that moments of horror, you not say like, oh God, you're like, you're making covenant. And God like, okay, this is the good. You're mine. Oh, this is so good. Okay, few covenants that we have to have, and I'm done. So the first covenant that we absolutely have to have as children of God, I called it a covenant of restoration. It's a sonship. It's Jesus washes you with his blood and restores your positions as a son. So you cannot see the blood when you come to Jesus and washed in his blood, you no longer yours. Do you know that? Because the blood is the covenant. See, when he saved you, he not saving you for you. He's saving you for himself. And that's why a lot of people say like, oh Jesus, before I met you, my life was so much better. And now what's going on? Because you were floating like I shouldn't say that, but you're floating down the river with no resistance. Devil, they're pushing you to hell. Of course, nobody fight. But soon as you come to Jesus, you start, no way. Of course, everything will resist you. Of course, everything will fight you because you are part of the kingdom now. You are dangerous just sitting there. You guys don't get it. You're dangerous by sitting there. Do you know that if you're going to be on a plane, the devil tried to mess with and bring down and kill people. If you be accidentally on that plane, devil cannot touch that whole plane. You don't get it, guys. Because of you. Because of you. Because you are in the blood covenant with Jesus. You are his son. You will never die until you fulfill your mission on this earth. So don't be afraid. People say like, oh, I go to the state where it's more Republican. No! Be the most democratic state because that's how you, that's how God moved through you and control this. You give him yourself as a weapon. Just walk to the mall, just be in the mall. Don't even pray, just be in the mall. Like nothing will touch this mall. Guarantee you, nothing will touch that mall. If something, devil try to stir something somewhere, just go there. So like, you're not gonna be here. You're not gonna stir anything. Because devil cannot touch you. That means everything you touch always will be saved. See, he always frustrated when real sons and daughters of God over there. Can you imagine Sodom and Gomorrah? God can't even do nothing unless he moved out his kids. He said like, I can't even punish this blank because I need to move out. You know what I mean? Guys, do you get me? See, that means you are such, basically that whole city cannot be punished by God. And of course, devil cannot touch when you are there because you are the covenant. You are son. All hold a bunch of angels with you all the time. You don't see it. They're always there. So you just walking and talking kingdom of God. So please do not move anywhere. Just be in a worse state, please. If you see something bad over there, just move to that neighborhood. Just buy a house over there. You'll see crime rate will go down. I guarantee you, it will go down.
Because they will turn on your street like, this is not our street. Because the angel's there. Jesus is there. You're there. Oh, guys, please, you don't get. You are so powerful. You have so much favor on your life. But we always like beggars. Always behave like slaves. Stop. From this point on, if you ask something of God, you give something to God. This is how covenant work. If you ask something, you give something. Or you will beg for the rest of your life and never receive anything. God always responds to the sacrifice. What is sacrifice? It's a part of covenant. I give and he always responds. Remember Solomon, guys. Just regular dude. Just been called by God to govern the nation. He was not Solomon back then. He was just Solomon. You know, just a guy. He decides out of his own will, he's gonna make the sacrifice of a lifetime. You know that? Thousands of goats and bulls, whatever, thousand. Just slaughter, just kill for Jesus. Just burnt offering, just burnt everything up. Don't even eat it, just burn everything. God's like, whoa. Guys, do you get me? He responds to covenant. And God like, whoa, you know, it takes a lot to surprise God. You don't get it. It takes a lot to surprise God. He surprised God. God showed up. He said like, ask for anything. Guys, do you want to be in that position? I do. I do. But did you notice? It's always sacrifice, which means covenant. Thousands of bulls and goats and sheep, just sacrifice a burnt offering, everything, just burn it. God like, whoa, that's a major sacrifice. That's offering of a lifetime. I need to see what's going on. Who's this dude? He's like, whoa, so ask for anything. And Solomon being already wise, because not, you know, because stupid people will not ask for wisdom. They will ask for a Ferrari. They will ask for a house and a lake. Hallelujah. You guys, you know what I mean? But he knows, but if you have wisdom, you will have everything. And to ask for wisdom, you already need to be at least smart at some point, all right? At some level. And he's like, I don't need nothing. All I need, give me wisdom to govern your people. And God like, oh, because you didn't ask for riches and for fame and for gold, anything. I give you wisdom and everything else. Guys, did you see how God responds to covenants and covenant always brings offering? Covenant, it's never empty. It's always, you give your life, or you give something, or you sow money, or you give something from your life, or you give somebody your car, or whatever, your possessions. It's always involved the sacrifice, always involved something you give, and God always responds. So anytime you want to be heard by God, make sure you have a good seed ready. Make sure you get you have good sacrifice ready, and you'll see God responds to that covenant. It's like, God, this is for you. And God, because covenant, it's covenant. You give it to me, son, I love you. I want to give this some to you. Do you notice that Bible says, whoever gives to the poor loans to God. Amen. Did you notice this, guys? There is a passage in the Bible that says, whoever gives, I'm saying it in my own word, but this is what the passage in the Bible, whoever gives, whoever helps the poor and needy loans to God. Guys, you want a loan to God? You want God to owe you? Go help people outside. It's a Bible. And soon as you start giving and blessing, it's a covenant. God like, I have to bless him. And then get ready, because your blessing, it's absolutely different than his blessing. When he blesses you, get ready. So covenant of restoration, it's blood. Second covenant, it's called dedication, it's inheritance. You baptized in water, it's called water baptism. When you surrender your life, it's just not your blood saves you, but water baptism, it's dedication. I'm no longer mine, I'm yours. I'm going down and I'm coming back your person. I'm no longer mine. my life is yours. See, and this is what gives you inheritance. That's how God knows that you are His, because you died and resurrected. It's covenant, death and resurrection. Third covenant, I called it, covenant of power and authority. Then God told His kids, do not move unless you receive the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit. Did you notice that? Do you know, guys, this is the covenant. That means you can move without God. You can go do whatever. But God says, wait until I will breathe my life into it. And as soon as God make that, you agree with Him, power comes, fire comes, and the biggest revival come to the earth, guys. And you know what happened, Pentecostal and all of this. Because this is the covenant. He wants to give you power and authority, but in order to give you power and authority, He needs to live inside of you. You see my point? You've been covered by blood, then you dedicate your life. Now you come back as a son with inheritance, and now He gives you authority to give this inheritance, to serve his kingdom. Now you're a legitimate son. You are now, it's not just you doing something for God. Now God lives inside of you. And all you need to do is just let go and let Him flow through you. Let Him minister to people through you. And more you come close to God, you become wiser, and you become closer and closer and closer to God. You'll see what's going to happen, God. This is so powerful. Okay, I'm kind of getting quick. I don't want to take much of your time. Fourth covenant, I called it covenant of offerings, tithes and sacrifices. It's if you want to be successful in this life, if you want to be covered by God, no longer needing anything, you will be blessed. But like I say, recognize the area in your life where is the lack and need, and this is the area that God waits for your sacrifice, and He waits for your covenant with Him. So if you guys, I guarantee you, if you start tithing to God, give offerings to God, not just, oh, I have it, I'll give it. Tell Him like this, tell Him like I did. God, no matter what, your kingdom comes first. Oh, God tested me, guys. Oh, He tested me. And then always test comes after you blab something out of your mouth. You're like, thank you, Jesus. And so it says, like, God, no matter what. And you know, you always make covenant when you have money. That's good. But test come when I have nothing. And then we got small check, bad business, bad. We got small check. And that check is barely enough to cover our house mortgage. Barely. Not food, not gas, nothing. Just barely covers the mortgage. And God told me, now I'm going to test. You told me 10%. And I know if I'm taking 10% out of the check, I cannot cover the house. And I said, Lord Jesus, I don't care. Your kingdom first. I cut this thing, give it away. Supernaturally, guys, that not that month, something happened with the bank system. Guys, I'm telling you, for 3 months, we didn't have any payments. It's like something, somebody messed up something in the system. And for 3 months, not just 1 month, for 3 months, there is no, some kind of a paperwork, something they adjusted there. And like, they said like, it's covered. What's going on? Guys, please test God. But it will be painful, I guarantee you. It's not going to be easy. Because when you make covenant, God expects you to stick with that covenant. That means no matter what, your kingdom comes first. And soon as we go through the testings, and not just give Him when I have my, it doesn't matter. I give you first whatever, and then whatever rest is but you know what? God will always cover you. Always, guys. Not one day we were in need and lack, because that area in our life, financial area, been covered by God because of the covenant. So make sure you make that covenant. Make sure you make that covenant. Make sure your worldly possessions in your house and whatever you owe, that car, will be protected by the kingdom. Make sure. Because next time, devil will bite your tire. And you're like, oh, Jesus.
what's going on? Jesus said, like, I want to protect this thing. It's not covered by my insurance. Yeah. It's not in. Okay. And the fifth one, I called it as a mini covenant, just for example. And a covenant, I called it one flesh covenant. It's between me and my wife. You know, do you know why so many couples struggling? Because they don't understand the covenant of one flesh. Covenant of one flesh based on absolute love, 100% of love, and always in one direction. You know, see, guys, we always confused. We think it's 50-50. I give something to you, you give something to me. It's not working like this. Because it says, love your wives as Jesus, as Christ loves church. Did you ever find out how Christ loving the church? 100% unconditionally, one way. He's not even waiting for you to do something for him. Did you notice this? Everything, 100%, once it's one-sided love. It's blind, one-sided love, unconditional. And God told me, try it. Don't just sit and wait. Before that, me and my wife, we were in covenant. We were like, you know, we have a contract. It's a contract like, okay, you give me, I give you, I buy this, you buy this, whatever, this is a little bit of here, this is yours. God says marriage will never work like this. That's why so many families struggling, guys. He said, love like I love my church. And I go research how God loves the church. He never expects anything. He just gives you 100% of his love and always in one direction. He's not even expecting anything. He just love you and will love you till the end of your days. And he said, do you get it? I said, get it, but it's going to be hard. He said, try it. Guys, as soon as I start doing this, you don't understand. Some people say like, oh, until he does something or she does something, I'm going to wait. Don't wait. If your husband and wife, if you're listening to me, if you're watching this, please do this test. Set up whole week and just love your husband, like love him. Like don't even expect anything. Don't even behave like you behave. Just love him, hug him, prepare everything for him. Whatever he likes, just give him all 100% and just leave. Let him just cook there. Let him just boil a little bit. And then you come back next day and just love him and hug him. Whatever, he's frustrated. Don't react to it. Just love. Just try what Jesus told his church. Love your wives as a Christ love his church. Love, love, love. And then go away. Guys, I guarantee you, after 1 week, he's going to start doing things he never imagines he's going to do. I guarantee you, he's like, whoa, she's not asking for anything. She gives me everything. He's going to be convicted, guys. He's gonna start to his wife, start repenting. I'm sorry, babe. I'm gonna be better husband. You will see what love will do. But because everybody waiting from somebody else. Did you notice this? Oh, wait till she does. No, shut up. You do it. You do it. Guys, you wanna the key to successful marriage? It's unconditional love, 100%, one way. You don't wait, it's not 50-50, it's not 60-40. It's 100%. I will give everything to you. And we'll see what love, real love, will does with the heart of that man or that woman. Oh, trust me, I tried it. This is the best thing. I will never do anything else. I love it. You know, one day I'm sitting there. And you know, when you do something for your wife and she knows you're not under contract. And she's like, what do you want me to cook for you? So like, you know what? I'm not picky on the food. You know, I grew up in the Soviet Union. So whatever it is, you know, like, you know, when you grow up in Soviet Union, when you go to the store, you just love what you have there. You know, you don't pick. Guys, anybody grew up in Soviet Union? I know Sasha grew up in Soviet Union. Guys, remember Soviet Union, you come to the store. First of all, the stores, it's like a puny 7-Eleven stores, okay? And it's like a supermarket, Soviet Union supermarket, man. And you go to the supermarket and it's like whole row of just pickles. It just, everything just, whole rows, to wall, from the top to the bottom, pickles. One brand, one flavor, whatever. You want pickles? Pick something. Guys, bread, it's all one shelf, nothing but the bread. Everything's the same, nothing. See, I love when they give you no choices. You love what you have. We have a problem in the United States. We have too much to choose from. In Soviet Russia, you go and you pick bread. And this is the bread, and this is the bread you like. Because you don't have no bread that you don't like. Did you get it? There is no other bread to don't like. Over here, like, I like this, I don't like this. In Soviet Russia, you don't have bread that you don't like. You like what you have. And then you have Sitro Buratino. It's a Russian tarhun drink, you know, little whatever, kvass. And you go outside, you said like, oh, I want something malted. And there is a big grandma sits outside and sells that kvass, you know, that malted drink from one big barrel, one huge barrel. And she's got one glass, and out of that glass, whole city drink out of that glass. Oh, guys, I will tell you a lot of stories about Soviet Union. Just get ready, okay? And you're like, oh, this is cup too big. This is cup too small. You drink what you have, son. They don't even wash it. They just rinse it. It's just some kind of a water. It just blows there. I know I become friends with the whole city because everybody kissed that thing, right? So you don't pick and choose. You have you like what you have. So that's why I like when there is no choices. And sometimes you know what God does? He just leaves you no choices. You have only one choice. You are barren, nothing works, and he gives you only one door. You want this kid? Give him to me. And she says, like, God, if I have a son, I will give him to you. It's all yours. And God responds instantly. Covenant requires sacrifice. You see me, guys? You will, that's why God ignores begging, because begging, inside of the begging, there is no sacrifice. Did you see this? Because when you're asking, there is no sacrifice, and he responds to sacrifice. Watch, read whole Bible. Again, read whole Bible. You will be shocked how everything God responds to have inside sacrifice. Not begging, not wanting that, not yelling at God, be frustrated. No, you want something? Quit everything, prepare sacrifice, and give the best you have, and you will have the answer. Amen? Amen. Do you guys get something today? Let's get up. Let's get up. Let's get up and quick prayer. If you guys, I know we make a lot of jokes and fun. I like it this way. I don't want this thing to be boring and dry. But the serious, on a serious note, if God telling you right now to make covenant with him, we would like to pray for you guys. If you felt like you're sitting here and Holy Spirit talking to you, and he said like, son, daughter, this is message for you. Because guys, the whole day yesterday, Jesus didn't give me nothing. I wake up and God says, you will speak on a sacrifices and a covenant, because it's enough. Enough whining, enough doing this, all this nonsense. God says, you want me to respond? Get ready for sacrifice and get ready to get in covenant with me. Let's close our eyes. If anybody here, don't be ashamed. Just come. We'll pray for you. If you think like, God, this is problematic area, this is the barrenness in my life, I would like you to fix this. Just come and offer him something right now. Don't beg, don't cry, stop. He does not respond to this. Just tell him like this, God, if you do this for me, I will do this for you, and make sure you do what you said. But to come here, guys, you gotta have real need. It's supposed to been for a long time, and you're already tired of this, and you cannot bear this anymore. You cannot drag this anymore. You're so sick and tired of this area not being answered and not touched by God. I'm guarantee you guys, that area waits for covenant and sacrifice. Oh, if you give me son, I will sacrifice him for you. He's gonna work for your kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just come, don't miss this opportunity, because anointing always come specifically for what we're talking about. Tomorrow, this anointing will not gonna work. But if you not even come, please understand this key of the kingdom. If you ever encounter some problem, some need, some lack, barrenness, please, most likely, I guarantee you from my own experience, this is the area that God waits for you to submit to Him, give it to Him, sacrifice something, get in covenant. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Couple more minutes, just pray for people who came up front. Jesus, we pray for them. We bless them. We know you will answer. And if you see something supernatural flowing out of you, I know you sacrificed something. I know you have a covenant. Oh, I know it. Because this is the way God works. This is the way God responds. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you for this key. I thank you for this key to the kingdom. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. When God wants to purchase us, He made covenant with us by giving His Son to die for us. I think this is the biggest covenant that He makes with humanity. Just give His Son. And He opened the doors for you. Now you can come. Now you can become mine. Now you can become a son and daughter. No longer slave. No longer slave. No longer orphan. No longer surviving. You are mine, says Jesus. You are mine. Oh, I love it, guys. This is so good. His glory is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Few more minutes. We pray for this generation, Jesus. I know lions will arise. I know you're building right now, and this generation will go way further than we are dreamt, Jesus. They will go so far because they have fathers, they have mothers, they have support that we never had. We're gonna build this kingdom, and we're gonna give this inheritance to our sons and daughters. We give them the wisdom and knowledge and a presence and a glory. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Here's your answer. You might been asking God, why this area never got fixed? Why this is the area of the most struggles in my life? And God telling you right now, this is the area when I expect to make covenant with you. I expect your sacrifice. Oh, that's how we get close to God. That's how we get close to Him. Most people want to get something from God and just live their life. Oh, God, when He wants to give it something to you, He wants to be with you. He wants to walk this life with you. He wants to help you. He wants to teach you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He wants to be your teacher, your savior, your covering, your protection. He wants to be your wealth, your wisdom. Thank you, Jesus. All I need is you. All I need is you. Thank you, Jesus. And everybody say amen. Give Him a shout of praise, guys. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Give Him a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Just bless somebody, hug somebody, bless you guys. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being part of it. We'll see you next time.